Good afternoon, everyone. Today, Mark's going to be reading in chapter 3 of Matthew. This is the account of Jesus being tempted by Satan. And here's the account of that. I'll turn this over to Mark and have him read this.
Matthew chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, he tempted the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out of the mouth of God." The devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up an exceeding high mountain, and sheweth him all the kings of the world, glory of them. And Jesus saith unto them, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." And saith Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee to the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw in great light, and of them which sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has sprung up." From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. He saith unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship which was Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and teaching all manner of sickness and all manner of sicknesses and disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. There followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from the Decapolis, from Jerusalem, and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we might not be back until Monday. We'll see how it goes.